Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. 10-11-57, 66-year-old gentleman, married for 15 years, not working, used to repair fire hydrants, H-Y-D-R-A-N-T-S. Has no children, comes into the, or being evaluated today for end-of-life care, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Tobacco abuse, COPD. Let's see, gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, neuropathy. Medication includes amlodipine, enalapril, 5-10 once a day, atorvastatin, 80 milligram once a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Then Neurontin, 3 times a day, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Ozempic, 0.5 milligram weekly, Entropazole, 40 milligram a day, Tresiba, T-R-E-S-I-B-A, insulin, Valcyclovir, and Vascera, V-A-S-C-E-R-A, Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram daily. Period. Surgery, no recent surgery, medical problems as above. COVID immunization and flu immunization up to date, allergy none. Patient tells me he has no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, but doesn't want to quit smoking. He's O2 sats 90%, 66 pulse, 122 over 89. Heart pulses, 1 pulse of 3, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next JVD, skin shows no rash. On the social, put down, he's still able to drive and take care of himself, has no ADL dependency, has no bowel and bladder incontinency. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with hypertension, controlled COPD, borderline oxygen, tobacco abuse, must quit smoking. Let's see, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, with no real need for end-of-life care and or palliative care at this time. He appears to be handling his affairs quite well. We'll continue, we'll recommend continuing following up with his primary care physician. Thank you.